Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. And in this demo, I just want to show you quickly the timer in the HomePod and two things that I wish Apple would actually do with the timer function. So let's just get into it. Now, what I did with the alarm demo for the HomePod was that I double tapped and hold and activated Siri manually rather than saying HEY Siri, because I didn't want to annoy too many more people with activating their Siri-enabled devices. So I'm going to do the same thing in this demo. And of course, with the timer function, you can just say HEY Siri, or in my case, double tap and hold on the top of the HomePod, because I am using VoiceOver to start a timer. So let's just do one for, say, 10 seconds. So double tap and hold, in my case. Set timer for 10 seconds.
Counting down from 10 seconds.
So hopefully 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, almost was close. So double tap to stop. Okay, and of course when a timer's running, you can also get to check how the timer's going. So let me do one for say for 20 seconds. Set timer 20 seconds.
20 seconds and counting.
Okay, and I can do check timer.
It's running at 11 seconds.
Of course, I could have also done HEY Siri, remember, because I'm using the double tap and hold on the HomePod to activate Siri manually. So hopefully this timer will go off. There it goes. Now here's one thing, of course, you can't currently do with Siri. So let me try and do two timers. Hey Siri, set timer for 30 seconds.
30 seconds and counting.
Okay, and then double tap and hold again. Set timer for 45 seconds.
A timer is already running at 21 seconds. Would you like to replace it?
No.
Okay.
So we can only use one timer at a time, and of course I want to cancel a timer. Cancel timer.
Okay, I stopped the timer and reset it to 30 seconds.
Oh. Okay, let me do that again. Stop timer.
Your timer is stopped.
Thank you. I didn't want it reset to 30 seconds. Thank you. Now, the second thing that I wish Apple wouldn't have done is made the timer sound very similar to what the alarm sounds like. So this is the timer alarm again. Set timer for 1 second.
Counting down from 1 second.
Okay, so that's the timer alarm. Okay, now here is the alarm sound. Set an alarm for 1 minute.
I've set an alarm for 2 p.m.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'll just pause the recording and we'll come back just before it goes off. And you can hear how similar the alarm sound is to the timer sound. Okay, that's the alarm sound. So as you can tell, it's not really that much difference from the timer sound, and I just wish Apple had made them a lot more distinctive, so that if you forget and you do have alarms going off during the day, particularly when you're cooking with the timer, that those sounds for timer and alarm were a lot more distinctive, or in actual fact being able to let the user choose from different alarm sounds, either via the HomePod itself or via the Home app itself. Because at the moment you can only do alarm type functionality. There's no timer function actually in the Home app. So he's hoping that not only will Apple do multiple timers, they'll also do something about allowing users to choose their own sounds for either function. That'll do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.